Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 241. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, Nate?
Oh, just hanging out in South Bend, Indiana.
That's fun.
Making the best of it. Yeah, we got Notre Dame territory.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I'm actually just, I don't know, maybe half a mile north of Notre Dame, and I pass it going to the job.
Oh, okay.
So, and they play, tired. They play Navy this coming Saturday. So it's
Okay.
going to be a madhouse around here.
Yeah, sounds like
I
it.
think they have the late game. I heard it was 7 o'clock, but then it's supposed to be raining and cold. So it
Oh,
might
fun,
be
yeah.
an interesting game.
That will be no fun to watch. I've been to a few games where it's been rainy, and that's the worst. I'd rather just be cold. If it's cold, I can dress warm. If it's rain, oh man, that sucks.
Yeah. It's not fun being cold and wet.
No, that's the worst.
So,
Well,
I'm making the best of it.
yeah, if the creepies can't tell, Sean's not with us again, so he's still on assignment, doing his book thing.
We got a 911 assistance call last week to come up here and assist a contractor. They had a few things and a few issues that happened and needed some help to get back on track. So we me and five other guys got rounded up and sent up here to South Bend to help them out. And I got word today that they called our office, said that we're doing a fantastic job. They're absolutely happy with everything we're doing. And if they had us here at the very beginning of the project, they wouldn't be in the predicament that they're in right now.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's good words. So we're doing something right.
Yeah, that's cool. It's always good to hear.
Oh yeah.
Usually people are quick to say negative things and not quick enough to say, the good.
Yep.
So
No,
that's awesome.
They're happy we're here, so
That's awesome.
Well, it makes it worth it.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, like I said, we don't have Sean, so the creepies have you and I. So we're going to do our best to entertain.
Try not to go off the rails too much like Sean does.
Oh. Oh, poor Sean. Not here to defend himself. And if I sound weird, creepies, I'm on my phone. So,
Yeah, we're doing the Zoom thing.
yep. So we're a little bit of a distance away. So I'm on my phone doing the best I got with what I have. So,
Same here.
anyway,
I'm
yeah,
going through the computer.
yep. I can, but I can't hear you fine. So at least
Okay,
coming
good.
through.
Awesome.
I'll just have to deal with what we got. So. Hopefully it's not too bad.
Don't like it, change channel.
But keep listening to us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nate, you want to get to the first sponsorship?
Yes, I can.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
So that was the first sponsorship of the night. We love Micah. We do love Cultured Creature Beard Balm, CCBB.
Fantastic product. Still using it.
That's good. That's good.
I think it smells good.
You think?
Depending on how much I can smell it any given day.
You'll have to ask Rachel when she here. Yeah. Say, honey, does this smell good?
I don't want to ask her. She'll probably say no.
Nah.
Nah, it's an awesome product.
Yeah. Go get you some CCBB.
Oh, so yeah.
And then, use our code, our middle-aged creeped out code for it and get you a discount.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Well, we do appreciate Micah and his sponsorship. Moving on to the main part of the show, which is the dad joke of the show. Nate, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Too bad Sean's not here because he does so well at these jokes. All right, here we go. Creepies, are you ready? What did one hat say to the other hat? What did one hat say to the other hat?
One hat say to the other hat. Wow. Whose head you're sitting on?
No, not quite. No.
I do not know.
Are you tapping out?
I believe so. I don't think I've ever heard this.
Well, one hat said to the other hat, wait here, I'm going on ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Wait here, I'm going on ahead. So there you go. That's what I've got for the creepies and you.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's what they do. They go on ahead. And that is the dad joke of the show. And as always, you're welcome.
Nice.
Well, Nate, you got first announcements?
Yeah, I have first announcements. We come together, as always, every week to hang out and have a good time and talk some creepy stuff. But
yep.
One thing that we like to get out there and push out on the airwaves is mental health. If you or anybody is suffering from anything like that, you can call or text 988 or text HOME to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Amen.
Very
That's right.
important.
That's right. And you're not alone, so don't think that. And
Yep,
you're
not
not
an
going to bug
island.
anybody.
No, people are more than happy to help you.
They just gotta be aware. They just gotta,
Yep.
reach out. And if you need professional help, then call the numbers we gave. So, but if you just need an encouraging word or need a vent, reach out to the group on our Facebook page. There's a lot of people that are good to, to do that. So they've done that for me, so plenty of times. So, and I've used the professional help myself a couple of times, so I've done both. So don't be ashamed or anything like that, and don't think you're alone, and don't think you're gonna bug anybody.
Nope, it's very important. Get that
Yeah.
help.
Yep. Got to stay healthy mentally, not just physically or emotionally. Kind
Yeah,
of
for sure.
a full circle deal. Well, thanks, Nate. I don't have any special
Yeah.
announcements, so skipping past that, right to what we're going to talk about, which is, this is my pick, Malvern Manor, which is in Iowa. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links that we used for this topic. So, Malvern Manor. Have you
Heck
ever heard
yeah.
this place, Nate?
I have not, but looking at the pictures, it definitely has like a creepy vibe to
Yeah. Yes, it does.
it.
That's what we like.
Oh yeah.
I got a quick foundation, not very much, just a little small amount. Malvern Manor began as a hotel in the 1800s, catering to railroad travelers in Malvern, Iowa. It was later converted into a nursing home and then a residential care facility before its closure in 2005. The property has since become well known for its paranormal activity and is now a popular destination for ghost hunters. So it is one creepy place.
Nice. We like those.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yeah, another it seems like Iowa's got some good places. The
It
Villisca
seems like
Axe.
it.
Yeah, they got the Axe Murder House and this place, and there's another one I'm trying to think of, but offhand I can't remember. So we might have to visit the state of Iowa.
Probably wouldn't be a bad trip by any means.
No. Yeah, they've been featured on TLC's Paranormal Lockdown and Travel Channel's Destination Fear. So they've been on a couple shows.
Heck yeah. Yeah, when it reopened after being shut down as a hotel. They took on patients with alcoholism, schizophrenia, and other mental illnesses. So I'm sure it is a pretty wild place.
Oh yeah.
Imagine that facility was poorly managed.
Go figure, huh? Go figure. Yeah, it was built in the late 19th century. It was a family-owned hotel that provided a soft bed and a warm meal for just $2 a night. Wow. Thanks to its location near the railroad station, the hotel enjoyed great success for more than two decades. With the rise in the popularity of automobiles, though, the place fell on hard times and forced to close its doors. In time, it was converted into a convalescent home, housing patients being treated for everything from alcoholism to schizophrenia. The owners barely eked out a living, and care for the patients was neglectful at best. And horror stories circulated about abuse and mistreatment during the years when Malvern Manor was in operation. So they say that they think the abuse is the reason why the place has become so haunted.
I believe that.
Probably a good guess. Yeah.
Yeah, this is saying it was built in 1869.
Yeah.
And it was the fourth structure added to the town.
Oh, wow. Okay, fourth structure. Wow.
So it's been there for quite a while.
160 years or so. Yeah, they've just like we always talked about, a lot of abuse that goes on in these places.
Yeah, after the nursing home shut down, they reopened the building as a group home. This group home was made to service any form of what they considered at the time to be mental disorder. The group home continued to be in business until 2005, where the building was shut down and left abandoned with all of its equipment left inside.
Oh.
Whoa, wow. During the years of operation, there were believed to be about 205 deaths that occurred in the manor. That's
Holy cow.
a pretty large number there.
Yeah, it is. 205.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I imagine there's quite a bit of energy in this place.
Yeah, I would say. Along with the abuse, I would say the deaths have something to do with the paranormal activity.
Yeah, for sure.
Unfortunately. Man.
Some of the famous spirits that currently haunt the manor are Gracie, Inez, and Susie. Plus, probably quite a few more.
Yeah, it says over the years, paranormal events have become common at the Malvern Manor. Visitors have reported hearing voices and footsteps, seeing objects move, lights flicker, and have been touched, pushed, and pinched while prowling the dark corridors. Yeah, I don't want to be pushed and pinched, that's for sure.
I can handle the touched, pushed. I don't want to be pinched.
No.
Yeah,
I don't really want any of it, but yeah, the pinched part.
let's see. Here's a paragraph about Gracie.
Okay.
Gracie was a patient during the nursing home and group home period and lived in the manor the majority of her life, even after death. Gracie suffered from dissociative disorder, identity disorder, formerly known as multiple personality disorder, and schizophrenia, and was reported to have about 13 personalities.
Oh,
There are
wow.
no, yeah, there are no reports to how old Gracie is. But many believe she is in the range from young to middle age because there have been many childlike apparitions by her room, but also voices who sound older. Gracie started to become one of the most famous spirits because of paranormal activity and a story from when she still was alive. The story was that one night, the nurses kept hearing a man's deep voice screaming something in the distance. The nurse decided to check it out and heard the voice saying, "The devil's coming to get me." They later found out it was really Gracie that was saying it, but it was from one of her many personalities and from the voices in her head because of the schizophrenia. After the story was told, many people would visit the manor just to talk to Gracie.
Oh, wow. She
Yeah.
had what? 13 personalities?
13. And evidently, one of them was a deep voiced man.
That's crazy. Yeah, they say they believe that her many personalities still manifest in the room, thanks to the fact that so many investigators have recorded disturbing EVPs of multiple voices behind its doors. That would be, I think, in all the stories we've talked about, I don't think we ran into that one where somebody's
Yeah.
had multiple personalities and they've heard EVPs still coming from whatever area or room or whatever.
Yeah, multiple voices.
That's crazy. That's intense. Wow. Poor Gracie. The devil's coming to get me, huh? That's a little disturbing.
Yeah, there's definitely some nasty thoughts going through her mind.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, I've got one here. Says another active area at Malvern Manor is a room that once belonged to a young woman who was committed to the facility by her husband. She apparently had become obsessed with the idea that he no longer found her attractive. Her obsession led to madness. He sent her to the hospital, but no treatment could help her. Staff members often found her standing in front of a mirror in her room, slowly pulling out her hair in chunks.
Ooh.
Yikes. To this day, some still see her, still in front of that mirror, pulling out her hair with a devastated expression on her face.
Oh, wow.
That's, wow, man, I feel bad for them. Feel bad for these women.
Yeah, sure. So far, it seems like it's all been women.
Yeah. So far, holy cow. What else do you have?
I have the story of Inez. Let's see. She was a guest at a place across the manor in 1901 and has stayed in the manor after her death. Inez was a 12-year-old girl who was staying at a place with her brother Otto. Both of them were playing outside when Inez wanted to go inside and play. Her brother told her to go ahead and go inside, and he would be right behind her. Minutes later, Otto decided to head inside and go to their room. What he found was Inez in their closet, hanging by her jump rope.
Uh-oh.
Her death was ruled as an accidental death, but many people look at her story, don't believe that. Inez's spirit now haunts the manor, and paranormal investigators go to the manor and try to solve what happened to her. They report hearing giggles and childlike shadow figures in the hallways.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's quite sad.
Yeah, it's terrible. So they think it's an accident with a jump rope, but
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's quite the undertaking for an accident.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's too bad. That's a shame. Even however, whatever happened, that's a shame.
For sure.
Got something here. Perhaps the most chilling haunting that lingers at Malvern Manor is a dark, inhuman manifestation that is made up of the bundled energy left behind by the hundreds of disturbed patients who were locked behind its walls over the decades. This malevolent energy, fed by the years of abuse and mistreatment, has been physically seen by some investigators, but more commonly, it's been experienced as an overbearing presence, often in the rooms below the attic. It was in those rooms that a patient was physically and sexually assaulted by another inmate for several years before the staff discovered what was going on. Likely, thanks to this, the area is the center of the building's darkest activity. The extreme energy that manifests in this place is what has drawn television shows like Paranormal Lockdown to the location and has spawned a book by investigator and author Richard Estep. So that sounds terrible.
Yeah, for sure. Man.
I mean, I'm gonna guess it was probably another woman that was being mistreated.
Yeah.
This is, man, terrible.
Yeah. No wonder it's haunted.
No kidding.
And then
Jeez.
I have the story about Susie, one of the other famous ghosts that's there.
Okay.
Susie was a middle-aged woman who resided in Malvern Manor. Susie had the mind of an 8 or 9-year-old and stayed on the second floor of the manor. Susie is known to be one of the spirits who are kind-hearted and love talking to others. Because Susie had the child or mind of a child, many guests brought in dolls, toys, and coloring books for Susie to enjoy. Many guests report hearing giggles and a little girl's voice when in her room, and some were able to get Susie to color with them for a little while. So that's one of the better ones. You can
About
go and
time.
color. Yeah, you can go color with Susie. She's
Jeez.
kind.
Yeah. Wow. Susie, huh?
Yeah.
It says here, because when you said it was, what, 1859 or 1869?
1869, yeah.
1869. This little couple paragraphs just says that when it opened in the mid-1800s, it was a hotel run by a man named the Captain. I thought that was just a little tidbit, just a
Yeah.
quick tidbit.
The captain.
Said later it was con like we talked about, it was converted into a nursing home and then a residential care facility. There's a guy named Hank. He did not like kids, nor he didn't like women especially. He used to sit on the porch even on Halloween, and he would throw rocks at little kids. Just not a very nice guy. So what else you got? I've got a couple of other things.
Sort of finding stuff that you've already covered. Yeah, I don't have anything new. So yeah, if you have more stuff, have at it.
Well, so this is an investigation. Starts out saying, as we were setting up for our investigation, an orb can be seen manifesting itself and darting across the bottom of the screen. The bulk of our investigation took place in the shadow hallway. Case says it's one of the most active parts of the house. Below are question and answers from the investigation. So this lady named Marcia said, "Who's in the room?" And the answer is, "Who's that with the camera?" And then a guy named Paul says, "You've probably been listening to us talking in here. Do you know who this is? Can you tell us this young lady's name?" And it answers, "Hannah talks to us." Says the voices are captured using box version, a machine built by Paul Kostas. He says he uses it as a communication vessel for those we cannot see. Says, "Before I left, I knew I had to ask a question on behalf of my coworker, Katrina Markle, whose great aunt Emma lived as a resident at the manor." And Hannah says, "Do any of you know Katrina Markle?" And the answer is, "Markle is Emma." They didn't know Katrina, but it seemed they did know Emma Markle. Interesting. So they're getting some answers.
Yep.
Kind of crazy.
Huh. Yeah, so yeah, just another paragraph of paranormal claims include hearing unidentified voices and phantom footsteps, objects moving, lights flickering, like you said before. Yeah, and then they talk about Grace.
Oh yeah, she was the de she had the personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think a place like this, I mean, it sounds terrible. It sounds like with the poor, the poor people that had their conditions, but also if abuse went on, as they said, a place like this has to be active, pretty,
Oh yeah.
I would venture to guess you probably, I mean, nothing's guaranteed, but I bet a lot of paranormal investigators can get some pretty good activity pretty easily.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be very hard to get any sort of activity there. Oh,
No.
this is saying, let's see, somebody investigated the manor in 2022. They said it was a beautiful day with temps in the mid-50s, falling to the 30s through the evening. The sky was clear and there was no precipitation. After setting up four static night vision cameras, we began holding EVP sessions throughout the building. After a slow start, we began having some activities, including a lot of REM pod activity on the first floor near the nurse's station and in the reception area. We also captured unexplained voices and the sounds of phantom footsteps.
Oh, nice.
While claims of seeing a creeper have not been made, we clearly saw one near the nurse's station after some REM pod activity. Unfortunately, we did not capture it on video. So that must be that evil, non-human
Oh yeah.
shadow figure thing.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, they said we did not see any objects moving on their own, and we did not encounter Grace. However, we caught just enough activity to agree that Malvern Manor is haunted. Heck yeah. I think this would be a fun place to visit.
Yeah, I'd love to go.
Heck yeah.
I'll tell Sean put on the list.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading through, just seeing if there's anything. There's an investigative team that did a lot of what they did is they made notes of like weather conditions. They've got their names. There's six of them, six, or I'm sorry, one, two, three, four, five investigators and three guests in total. And they made notes of when they what happened when they investigated. Talking about setting up for EVPs where Grace's room is. Said the first experiment involved Tanya attempting a Reiki experiment with her mother in Gracie's room. Reiki is a gentle form of hand laying where it is believed energy and healing are transferred through touch and intent. Tanya did not know any of the previous histories of the room. In her attempt to do this, she was curious if any activity would arise. I was curious to see if while she was focusing on this, if others could get activity to happen while conducting an EVP session in individual rooms. Said each person picked a rune that was written on paper out of a jar and did their own session during Tanya's Reiki session. Tanya did not report anything unusual during this time other than a slight feeling of somebody touching her finger. Says we had a sensor toy, camera, heat sensor board, and a DVR cam, as well as audio running, and we could not find anything conclusive on audio. But they were still reviewing the videos for EVPs. They said they did a second experiment. They didn't pick up much. Oh, I'm sorry. But okay. And then on several different occasions, members sat by themselves alone in the Shadow Man hallway, while unbeknownst to them, the rest of the group tried to encourage activity relating to their senses. We tried hearing, sight, and touch. The person would come back and relay their experiences, and we would compare. At the end of each individual test, the group concentrated at the certain, I'm sorry, on one certain thing to happen. Nobody reported anything that could co coincide with what we asked as a group, but I'd like to try this experiment again. So that's pretty cool. They all went to try to do different things and come back and see what they experienced, if they had any.
Yeah, for sure.
did say many had experiences in the Shadow Man hallway. Yeah, in the attic. Said one person said they had encountered the Shadow Man, but we would not confirm due to camera malfunction. So they even have like certain times too. They would write down the times when they would be in whatever room. So looks like they focused on, yeah, they went to Susie's room, Gracie's, the Shadow Man's, the attic. Is what they concentrated on. So yeah. Anyway, then they
Wow.
on their website they have the EVPs by they have four or five six EVPs that you can play. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I found some pictures of inside. Definitely
Oh,
looks like
okay.
nursing home-ish
Yeah.
looking. Yeah. Then nurse's station and that kind of stuff. Definitely ran down though.
Oh, yeah. I would think so. Yeah, I wonder how big it is, like, as far as, like, what, you know, compared to other places.
I saw that it's 10,000 square foot.
10,000 square foot. Okay.
So it's decent sized.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad. Ten
Ooh,
thousand square.
that attic looks creepy.
Oh, did you find the attic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to go to this place. Someone on a review said that they went to Iowa to go to the Valeska axe murder house, and they had no idea about the Malvern Manor until they heard about, you know, about it from the first tour of the axe house. So they went to Malvern Manor, and they give it 5 stars. They said it's definitely worth a
Heck
tour.
yeah. Yeah, I saw a thing where would you give this place thumbs up and thumbs down? It had an 83% thumbs up.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
I give it a thumbs up, and I have never been there.
Heck yeah.
Just reading about it. Well, anything else on Malvern Manor?
No, not really finding anything that we haven't covered already.
Okay. Well, I think the creepies would enjoy that.
Heck yeah. No, that was a really cool place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 205 deaths. That's. I'm trying to think. That's, yeah, that's a lot. Wonder
Oh yeah. Heck,
how many, wonder how many people pass through there.
I'd say a couple deaths in a building's enough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, one person losing their life's terrible, but
Yeah.
205, give me a break.
Yeah.
Something's up.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see records if there are any, like what was the main cause of a lot of those deaths? Was it
Right.
just living there and old age, medical complications, or was it
Abuse.
because of the abuse and mistreatment? Which I'm sure that's not documented.
Oh, no, probably not. I'd be surprised if they did that.
Yeah.
They covered it up
Yep.
just so they could keep running it. That's too bad. Well, yeah, that was good. That was a good good creepy stories.
Yeah, I like that one.
A lot of sadness, but it's kind of what you get with these places.
Yeah. A lot of women.
Yeah, a lot of
Looks.
women related stories. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right. Other than the Shadow Man.
Yeah. Which isn't really a man.
No.
The
The entity. Yeah, that's the only other man that was mentioned was the captain who
The
ran in the
captain.
1800s. They
Yeah.
didn't say much about him, so I don't know what he was like.
Yeah.
I wish they would say more about him. I was curious, but that's all I was called the captain, and maybe things were good when he started out. I don't know, like they usually do.
Yeah. Had a good thought of wanting to accomplish a good deed,
Yeah.
but then turned south really quick.
Yep. That's how it goes.
Yep.
How it goes. Well,
Yep, unfortunately.
I guess that is Malvern Manor. Sean's not here with us to do his middle-aged moment or dark side, so we don't have that. So we'll just get right to the shout-outs. Nate, you have any shout-outs this week?
Shout out to my crew that's up here in South Bend with me and taking this bull by the horns and doing a good job with what we're doing up here.
Sounds like it. Yeah, it makes the job at least worth doing. I mean, if you're going to be called to do something like that, at least things are going well.
Yep, having to stay away from home and living out of a hotel and
Right.
yep.
Yeah, that's good. Any other shout outs?
Nope, I don't really enough think of anything.
Okay. I've got one shout out. I promised I would shout out to him. I did on the Facebook today, Facebook tonight. I met a paranormal investigative team here locally in Indianapolis, and I met them at Greenwood Happy Haunts. Their name's Molly and Tina, and they have a podcast called Ghost Tracks Podcast. And they do
Oh,
a good
sweet.
job. Yeah, they do a good job. Ghost Tracks Podcast. Go give them a listen. And give them a rating and review. They have guests on their show, and I just listened to their latest episode tonight, and they met a lady at Greenwood Happy Haunts, and she just got married, and they went to the Stanley Hotel for their honeymoon in Colorado.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
cool.
she was. Oh yeah, it was. She was talking about all the stuff they did, all the
Heck
activities, and
yeah.
it was pretty good. It was real good.
Did her new husband bring an axe with him?
No,
Here,
I don't think so.
here's Johnny.
I don't think he busted down any doors with an axe and peeked his face through it. Yeah, it was good. It was a real good interview. They do a good job, Tina and Molly. And the one before that, they had a paranormal team on there. A couple, two or three guys. They all were talking about their investigating of the Hanna House. So I thought that was
Oh,
pretty
okay.
good. Yeah. And I think they've done some, Hanna House has like festivals and vendors, so I think they've done that before. But they were talking about, their experience, and they were all wanting to go back and try it again. So yeah, Ghost Tracks, TRACKS podcast. Give them a listen. So Molly and Tina, they do a good job. So I told him I'd give him a shout out on our episode. And that's all I
Nice.
got. That's all I got for shout outs.
All right.
So we'll move on to the second sponsorship.
Hey, creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
And that is Greenwood Happy Haunts, Scott and Corey. Scott and Corey, we love you. Appreciate your sponsorship.
Love such a strong word.
Well, we do, Nate. We love Micah and we love Scott and Corey. They're good people.
Yeah.
They're good peeps.
Yeah, we love
They're
them.
like family.
Yep. No, good people. They put up with my shenanigan of acting like I don't like them. Yeah,
I think they'd be disappointed if you didn't talk like that.
it
Yeah, it's a great people, good store. They'll get you some creepy merch there. And they got just about
go.
everything you'd want.
Go find some scary stuff with Santa hat on it now.
Oh man. That is scary. Scary to think it's next month.
Oh
Oh man, I'm not
go
ready for it.
find some Krampus stuff or
There you go.
Krampus.
Krampus, yeah. That's what they need. I wonder if they have a they need a Krampus when you walk in the store like they have, the Wolfman and all the other animatronic
Have a
characters.
Krampus Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's what they need. Maybe they already have
Heck
one. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I don't
They're probably, if they listen to this episode, they're probably like, we have one already.
know.
Oh, well. I don't think I've been in there during Christmas time, so
No.
might have to check it out. I know they do an indoor festival, an indoor vendors festival, craft fair type thing. So they do a Christmas one. So everybody's inside, cramped in. Haha, ha, get it? Krampus in, cramped in. Oh well, time to move on to second announcements. I'll do these. You can follow us on our social media accounts, which are as follows: Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. You can email us at Mako Pack, if I can talk, makopodcast@gmail.com. Mako is with two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. And we only accept 5-star ratings, right, Nate?
It's the only rating you can give.
Whether you're a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. So
Nice.
not only go get you some Greenwood Happy Haunts merch, go get you some Mako merch. It's that time of year.
Heck yeah.
Would make good Christmas gifts.
Or if you want to give somebody something for Thanksgiving, other than turkey.
There you go.
Yeah,
We're the May a Mako merch is more the dressing. We're the dressing of it all.
that's right.
Or the pumpkin pie, I guess. It depends on what you like.
We bring it all together.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh well, go get some merch. Yep. And Nate, you gotta help us get out of here, brother.
The devil's coming to get me,
Oh
and
no.
that's a wrap.
Oh no. Don't say that, Nate.
Yeah,
I kind of got goosebumps on that. That's creepy.
it
That is creepy. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 241 and our discussion on Malvern Manor. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
and creeped out.
Keep it creepy.